Bemshach to Helchas Mila, tonight we're going to handle the Indian of Bein Hashmoshes that's Negeya to Mila. It's not only Negeya Bein Hashmoshes during the week, it's Negeya Bein Hashmoshes Shabbos also. If let's say the baby is born Friday afternoon after Shkia, or if let's say the baby is born Matzah Shabbos, Shabbos day after the Shkia. The Shulchan Aruch, we learned already in Siman Reish Samach Beis, Sif Beis, Sif Talad, Noilad Bein Hashmoshes, if the baby's born, let's say for an example, now, or let's say at 9 o'clock, a couple of minutes after Shkia, Zok the Shulchan Aruch, Moinim Loi Mehalayla, you count it from tonight, which means, when do you do the bris? If the baby's born at 8:35 tonight, now, a half hour ago, when do you do the bris? Do you do it Tuesday? Or do you do the bris next week, which tonight is Wednesday, do you do it next week Wednesday? Zok the Shulchan Aruch, that you do the bris next week Wednesday, even though the baby's born now, which it's technically a couple of minutes after Tuesday, but since it's Bein Hashmoshes, it's in between day and night, and it's a suffix what day it is. So the mila da loch is the mila is a mila is going to be done the next day. It's going to be done Wednesday. It's kedai to get a little bit of the background in the din of Bein Hashmoshes, and then we'll go from there. We'll go into a few dinim where it's negei and hilchas mila. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Dalad, Zok the Gemara, that from Shkia Sachama, from when the sun goes down, from when the sun sets, Tul Tzei Sakechavim, till when the stars come out, is a shear of Dalad Milan. The shear of Dalad Milan, a meal is 18 minutes. So a meal of 4 times 18 is 72. From Shkia, from when the sun goes down, Tul Tzei Sakechavim, till when the stars come out, is 72 minutes. There's another Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lama Dalet, says that from the Gemara says from Shkia Sachama starts Bein Hashmoshes, and Bein Hashmoshes continues for 3/4 of a mil, and then is Seisak Echavim is night. Which means 3/4 of a mil, if a mil is 18 minutes, so it comes out to be 13 and a half minutes. So the Gemara says from Shkia, Tol Tzei Sakechavim is 13 and a half minutes. So the Shaila is, how do the two Gemaras shtim? Is it 72 minutes or it's 13 and a half minutes? Tosis asks the Shaila, Tosis and Pesachim asks, how long is from Shkia, Tol Tzei Sakechavim? Zokt Rabbeinu Tam, this is the famous Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that these two Shkias, these are Shkia, which is a Shkia, a physical Shkia, when the sun goes down, when it dips below the horizon, that's the Shkia that we see when the sun is no longer here. That's the first Shkia. But even after the first Shkia, it's still Vada Yoim, it's still day, till the next Shkia, which is that 13 and a half minute bracket, which is 13 and a half minutes before 72 minutes after the Shkia. So we have the first Shkia is when the sun goes down. 72 minutes later is when the stars come out, when it's Laila. 13 and a half minutes before that, which means 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, that's when the Bein Hashmoshes starts. So later Bein Hatam, the Shkia lehalach is 58 and a half minutes after the sun goes down. From then starts Bein Hashmoshes, and then you have 13 and a half minutes Bein Hashmoshes till 72 minutes after Shkia. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, with many other Rishonim hold like Rabbeinu Tam. The Shitas HaGa'onim, and the Goyin is very Mayrach, like the Shitas HaGa'onim. The Shitas HaGa'onim says that Be'etzem Shkia La'alocha is when the sun goes down. Today, 8:25, that's Shkia. When the sun goes down, that's when Shkia is. And from then, 13 and a half minutes is Bein Hashmoshes. The Gemara in Pesachim says 72 minutes. The Gemara says he's 4 mil from Shkia till Seisak Echavim. Zog in the Ga'inim, no, that's talking about Seisak Echavim when all the stars come out, not just some stars, when all the stars come out, that's already 72 minutes after Shkia. But technically, the Shkia from Tseis, from Shkia till Tseis, the 13 and a half minutes, is from the Shkia when the sun goes down.
It's the gay that comes out all the
stars. What'd you say?
What's the gay?
Good, that's a...
That's the same passage.
No, and Rabbein Tam is Zicher, Rabbein Tam Lagabi Kachem, this first Shki is more Negeya. Lamaisa, even like the Ga'inim, that the Ga'inim say that the Shki is from when the sun goes down for 13 and a half minutes, Avada, it's only, that's the first 13 and a half minutes, which is only in places where it gets dark very, very fast. If you look over here, you go out 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, there's no Tseis HaKechavim yet. So that everybody agrees that the Gemara is in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael with the Oifik, it gets dark much faster. So Mela, 13 and a half minutes already is more or less the Zman that is Tseis HaKechavim. What's Tseis HaKechavim? The stars come out. What type of stars? So it's Kechavim Bein, and mid-sized stars, because the big stars you could even see when it's still by day. So it's mid-sized stars. L'maisa l'chumra, the Shulchan Aruch says, by deiraisas we're makbid to wait till kechavim ktanim. The Shulchan Aruch says, l'hilchas kriyashma, by night that's deiraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch says, man kriyashma balayla mashas yitzias gimel kechavim ktanim. The Mishnah Berurah explains why three small stars, why not medium stars, that's the shear of tzeisa kechavim. We're machmer that somebody's going to see medium-sized stars, big stars, I'm sorry, and he's going to think that it's medium-sized stars, and he's going to go on a lane Krishma. So maybe we say we're machmer to wait till small stars, and once you saw small stars, then already it's Tseis HaKechavim. So Devaylu, we have a machloikis Rabbeinu Tam and the Ga'inim. When the Bein HaShmashish is, which means when is the time that it's Safek Yoim and Safek Laila? Is it the first 13 and a half minutes, which would be today from 8:25? Or like Rabbeinu Tam, 8:25 for the next 58 minutes, it's still Vada Yoim. Only 58 and a half minutes, we're just about getting there now, is first when Bein HaShmosha starts. Up until then, it's Vada Yoim. L'nafkamin, if the baby's born, say in middle of the week, or say Friday, or say Matzah Shabbos, when do you do the bris? Do you do the bris today, Tuesday, because it's still day? Or do you do the bris tomorrow, because it's Bein HaShmosha, or maybe even night? How do we paskin on this machloikis? Machloikis, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Goyim. How do we paskin? So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos, Simen Reish Samach Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about being Makabel Shabbos, Toisves Shabbos. The Machaber explains what's the shear of Toisves Shabbos. Zok the Machaber, Zman Toisves Shabbos is Metchilas Ashkia, from when the sun starts going down, Shein Hashemesh Nira Al-Aretz, you don't see the sun anymore. Ad Zman Bein HaShmashos, which is, he says, is 3 mil and Verevia, which means 58 and a half minutes. That's the sheer Zman when you can do Tois V'Shabbos, which seemingly clearly holds that from when the sun goes down for the next 58 and a half minutes, it's still Vada Yoim. Because if it's not Vada Yom, how could it be Makabel Shabbos? You see, Klar, the Machaber Paskins, La Locha, like Rabbeinu Tam, Ledina, that you could do Tais Shabbos the first 58 and a half minutes. Lamaisa, that's the Machaber in Hilchas Shabbos. By us, in Reish Samach Vav, towards the end of Hilchas Mila, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes. Beshir bein Ashmoshes, Reish Samach Vav Sif Tes. Beshir bein Ashmoshes, Ifel Gu Tanoi Vamaroi, Mesapkalon, Halacha Kedivre Mi Hilkach. Zokta Shulchan Aruch, Iesialid Yenuka, Mishetishka Achama, from when the sun starts going, from when the sun goes down below the horizon, Zokta Shulchan Aruch, it's a Safik, and immediately you have to wait, you have to do it the next day. Would seem pretty clearly from this Shulchan Aruch, this Machaber, that the Machaber is paskening like the Goinim, that Shkia is from when the sun goes down. And once the sun goes down, today at 8:25, it's already Bein HaShmashos, and Mamela you have to do the bris the next day. What'd you say? But not Lagabi Mila.
Say,
We're handling over here Lagabi Mila, and the Rebbeinu Tam Lagabi Mila, there's no Shaila. Lagabi Mila, Rebbeinu Tam holds that Shkia is 58 and a half minutes. Lagabi Kachim, Rebbeinu Tam has the first Mila. First Shkia.
But
where do you
see him
Mechaber? Because the Lashon Mechaber is the Yisyal Yenuka Mishatishka Achama. Lashon Tishka Achama is when the sun goes down. So we'll get to Rablipa, we'll get to what you're saying in a minute. To Shulchan Aruch Harav brings this Mechaber and he says this Mechaber is not like the Mechaber, not in Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Shulchan Aruch Harav, because over there we grab the Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. But in the Siddur, he brings that this Mechaber is soiser to what he says in Aruch Chaim. And Meili says that Enchanami Taka, that the Mechaber was choizer, and the Mechaber Taka holds like the Ga'inim. We'll get to what he's saying in a minute. The Mechaber holds like the Ga'inim, that Shkia is when the sun goes down. The Lashon HaMechaber, Mishetishka Achama, when the sun goes down, starts Shkia, Bein HaShmoshes. And the Meila, you have to do the bris the next day. However, I was a little bit bothered in the Lashon, like what Lipa is saying, Mishatishka Achama. Even Rabbeinu Tam also has the Gemara that calls it Shkia. Why does Tishka Achama have to mean that the sun is going down? In the Hoyrus Nosson,
the earliest time in the Gemara in Shabbos, where he says that after Machlekes Tanaim Amoraim, when it says over there Shkia, it means the first Shkia for sure. So when he's going on the Hemshech of Death, so he's going, we don't know what Allah is like.
But Lamaisa,
you would have to say that it's not that Shkia that's referenced.
It's a Shkia, the Psachim Shkia.
You're talking about Mehmet Likud.
Good, but so why can't it be Loiter Rabbeinu Tam, even the Sugya and Shabbos, the other Sugya of Lama Dalid, that the Sugya Rabbeinu Tam learns that Shkia means 58 and a half minutes?
Not, but not over there. Over there he learns that also? From Psachim he does.
No, but the Gemara and Shabbos, even later Rabbeinu Tam, Fakert, when it says Shkia, means it's the later Shkia. Definitely, Avada like that.
All the Shitas there?
The Machlokes is how to learn the Gemara and Shabbos when Shkia is. When the Gemara says Shkia, does Shkia mean when the sun goes down, or does Shkia mean 58 and a half minutes after Shkia? For whatever reason why that's called Shkia, but that's what Shkia means. The Goyim say Shkia means, like you're saying, when the sun goes down. Rabbeinu Tam says Shkia means 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. Up until then, it's Vadayoyim. And you could do the bris. If a baby's born 50 minutes after Shkia, later Rabbeinu Tam, you do it today. You do it on Shabbos.
He touches that in every sheet over there in the one.
Mishatishka Chama.
There says Shkia's Chama, it means that Shkia. According to every sheet over there. All called Shkia.
Reb Nosson Gestetner and Lahiris Nosson, one of his chuvis, asks on this Shulchan Aruch Harav, and he says that first of all, the Beis Yosef printed the Shulchan Aruch twice in his lifetime. When he reprinted it the second time, he made changes on the first time that he on the first time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. And Mimela, if the Shulchan Aruch was choizen now in Yoredei, what he wrote early in Eruch Chaim, he would have changed what he wrote in Eruch Chaim. And he says, Ubavadi lagabe hilcha Shabbos achomer, to say that Shabbos starts like Rabbeinu Tam, Avadi would have changed it. So Mimela says, it's takan out of stira. I, the Shulchan Aruch.
It could be when you print the first print, Mimela also held like Rabbeinu Tam. When you print the second print, between the Shabbos and
Mila,
then he changed his mind.
I hear. He says also, you're right, but he says also that the way we set up the Shulchan Aruch is that you should learn every 30 days Gans Shulchan Aruch. So he says that Hazoi Vait, it's not like a thing that's Mufuz, it takes years to learn. He should have, if to learn in 30 days, so.
Yeah,
and I'm saying, what I mean to say is you should have taken a change. You should have changed, and I'm saying that even in the second time also. I hear what you're saying, that it was after the second time, but even in the second time, if Vivaldi wrote it, but if you could learn it in 30 days, he would have changed the first time also. Lamaisa Hitaka says that when the Shulchan Aruch says Ba'asin Hilchas Mila, that the Lashon of Mishatishka Acham Hitaka means the second Shkia. So the violin, the Machlekes Ga'inim and Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have such a clarity. If who we paskin like, even in the Mechaber itself, it's Lakan Ulakan. So let's go a little later into the later Paiskim. The Magen Avram in Or Chaim in Hilchas Mila, Simon Shin Lamed Alpha, learn Rez Hashem after we finish in Yeridea, a whole Simon, the Magen Avraham paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. He brings a Maisa, a few things. The baby was born a few minutes after Shkia, Friday, Fakert, Shabbos afternoon, and Shabbos after Shkia, and the Magen Avraham brings La Locha that you should mal the baby on Shabbos, even though it was after Shkia, because we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So the Magen Avraham says La Locha like the Rabbeinu Tam. There was also the Chassam Sofer, Paskins, like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ur Einikl of the Chassam Sofer, the Das Sofer, says that in Preshburg, they were noyig up until 58 and a half minutes after Shki. If the baby was born, they used to do it like the day before. So if the baby was born 50 minutes after Shki, a Shabbos afternoon, it was a Shabbos bris. Meidach, the Shach, we were turned to in Reish Samach Vav, the Shach brings the same shaila about a baby born after Shkia, and he says, he paskins the other way like the Goyim. Says that since it's already a Suffolk, right after Shkia is already being Ashmoshes, paskins like the Goyim. So we have a machlekes over here, the Magen Avraham and the Shach, if you paskin like the Goyim, or if you paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Let's go weiter now to later poiskim, the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura is a big bir halacha within Reish Samach Aleph, famous bir halacha. The bir halacha is Meirich, and he goes through Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and a list who holds like Rabbeinu Tam, and then the Goyinim and the Goyin in the Goyinim. So he says, he's not Machriya, but he says, even though the Machaber goes like Rabbeinu Tam, he says the Lashon of the bir halacha, Lamaisa Bevadai Tzorach Lizor Kedasa Gro. You should be zar like the grov, a harbim, and a rishayim, a poiskim, that right after shkia, shosh acham and eschase meinenu who iser gomer shloi lasis malacha. And meilev achas v'sham lohakol. The bi halacha says, even though he's a machloikis, the goyinim and rabbeinu tam lamaisa lahalacha. He says you have to be machmer like the goyinim, and right when shkia comes around Friday afternoon, you're not allowed to do malacha. You have to be machmer. It's a safek deraisa if you could do malacha or not. So maybe you can't do malacha. Oh, meidach matzah Shabbos also the bialach, a few bialachas weiter. V'nochel l'tchatchilot, a little bit of a different lashon, but he also says v'nochel l'tchatchilot lotzus das Rabbeinu Tam v'chol hani rabusa machzikim b'shitasei shloi lasis malacha matzah Shabbos till 72 achi yishalom ashir dalad milim. So then he says matzah Shabbos avad you should be machma like Rabbeinu Tam, which like Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes. What? What do you mean it's mochamer?
Well,
if it's called Becheskas also, because it's a Suyu Lashtanis, it's a regular time that change. We'll get into it a little bit about Becheskas by Suffolk. What's Lamaisa? So in Shevet Alevi he says that when Kishayinu Bechutzlaritz Hayinu Regilim Karabeinu Tam, the Magen Avraham Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, he says Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael the Minigs Nespashit like the Goyinim. And you see in Eretz Yisrael Taka, it's a lot more, people are much more Dav Meiriv, even Matzah Shabbos, Yom Kippur. People go with the earliest man, they go with the Goyinim. The Chazon Ish said 35 minutes after Shkia is Vade Laila. If a baby's born 35 minutes after Shkia, you do it the next day. Whether if it's Friday afternoon, 35 minutes after Shkia, it's going to be a Shabbos bris. Or middle of the week also, it's going to be 35 minutes after Shkia, which is, it's the next day for sure. Shlomo Zalman Arbach, they bring in Shmir Shabbos Kalchasi, Mamasher earlier Zman, he says 17 minutes, and he says, the Efsher that if you want to be Machmer, 25 minutes. But that's if you go with the Goyim.
They meant for the whole world, or just
only they're talking in Eretz Yisrael. Only Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Eretz Yisrael, Vada Eretz Yisrael. Like we mentioned before, the Zman of the Goyim that they learned the Gemara and Shabbos is the first 13 and a half minutes. And then afterwards, it's night, you walk outside over here, there's no tzad of tzeis akacham. The teretz is, because they're talking about in Bovel and like in Eretz Yisrael, that's where it's much earlier. But I've had the places where it's different, it's not going to be.
Why don't they say 13 and a half minutes already? Once we're not going with Shitas Rabbeinu Tam.
So you should know that in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasai, the 13 and a half minutes is a shir in Bovel. So what's in Eretz Yisrael? Is in Eretz Yisrael a little more The Shmir Shabbos Kachasi brings even a sheet at 10 minutes, which means 10 minutes is less than 13 and a half minutes. Then he says, Bevadai, not 10 minutes, 17 minutes. And he says, Be'efshir, that even, Efshir, even 25 minutes. Just to end the Chanan. What'd say? Yeah. Lamaisa, what do you do, Lamaisa? So, Vaitan Yena Shtekel, there's a few Shtekel Chshevet Alevi, but he says that if somebody that's a Noyig like the Goinim, he's not Noyig like Rabbeinu Tam, it's hard to tell to say, if let's say the person does Matzah Shabbos Malacha, whatever time in Eretz Yisrael, 35 or whenever in America, if he goes with the Goinim, La Halacha, Dr. Vosder, it's hard to say to tell this person that if the baby's born 50 minutes after Shkia, that he should wait for the next day. That it's a suffix. If he does malach, he holds like the guy in him. It's a tart of the sasri to tell him to wait. However, he says like this. Lamaisa, what happens if you have, this is, it goes in, he has two interesting shilas. If let's say you have a moil that's noyig like Rabbeinu Tam. He holds the earliest man. The baby was born 50 minutes after Shkia. Friday night, 50 minutes after Shkia. He holds 50 minutes after Shkia is for sure night. Matzah Shabbos, 50 minutes after Shkia, he's ready doing Malacha. So he's going to do the Bris Shabbos. Lamaisa, the Moyel, if he holds like Rabbeinu Tam, so Loita Moyel, the Bris can't be on Shabbos. 50 minutes after Shkia, why? Because the Bris is really supposed to be Friday. 50 minutes after Shkia, it's Vada Yoim, and the Bris was supposed to be Friday. Following? And Memela, it was supposed to be Friday. Memela, Loit Yen, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos is a Bris Shaloi Bismanai. You're supposed to really be doing the Bris Friday, so you merely have to do it Sunday. Shaloi Bismanai is not Toicha Shabbos. So Memela, he says it's an issue for somebody that's doing the earliest man to do the Bris with the earliest man. Let's say it was 50 minutes after Shkia to do it on Shabbos, with a Moyel that holds the latest man. He brings another Shiloh the other way around. Let's say the baby was born the next day, Friday, Shabbos afternoon, 20 minutes after Shkia. So, born 20 minutes after Shkia, the father is noyig like Rabbeinu Tam. So, it's born 20 minutes after Shkia, Matzah Shabbos. So, like the father, when was the baby born? Shabbos. He wants to come and get a moyel, or let's not even say Shabbos, let's even make it simpler, middle of the week. Yeah, the baby was born today, 20 minutes after Shkia, 8:25. Shkia was born 20 minutes later, 8:45. So he holds a Rabbeinu Tam. The Bris is going to be Tuesday. He calls a moyel, and the moyel is noig like the Goinim. So what comes out? Like the Goinim, 20 minutes after Shkia is being Ashmash is a Safik. And Medina, when are you supposed to do the Bris? Like the Goinim, if it's born 20 minutes after Shkia? Tomorrow, Wednesday. A week later, Wednesday. So he says, there's a problem. What's the problem of the Moyel doing the Bris? There's a problem of the Moyel making a Bracha. Because how could the Moyel, you're following? How could the Moyel make a Bracha on Wednesday, on Tuesday, next week, Tuesday? Davia ben holds like Rabbeinu Tam, was born tonight 20 minutes after Shkia. So late Davia ben, the baby was born Tuesday, he's doing it next week Tuesday. But Lamaisa, next week's Tuesday, late the moyel, it's already being Ashmash, and you're supposed to do a Wednesday. If you're supposed to do a Wednesday, how could he make a bracha? Oh, very good. He bavarns this sad, but he says, Enacharam is a shliach, but he says that Lamaisa, you could be a shliach from today till tomorrow, but if you hold like the Goinim, you hold that he's not supposed to be doing the Bris today, so it doesn't help that you're a shliach. You hold that he's also not doing it. It's not the right time. It's kedai to mention over here that in Sefer Bris Avraham HaKohen from Rami Kohn, he brings that there was a maisa by the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, which was, can you do a noyig like Rabbeinu Tam? And he says the baby was born 4 minutes after Shkia, 4 minutes after Shkia, and he said to do it after Shabbos. The Zeis was born 4 minutes after Shkia, and even though later Rabbeinu Tam it's Vada Yoim, he pushed it off to be Choshesh later Goinim. You could say that it was only Shabbos because the Opmach with Shabbos with the Bichoshes Lashitis Agoinim, or maybe even during the week. That was the uvda was the 4 minutes after Shkia, he was choishish lashitas agaidim and said to do it the next day.
What do we do the ma'aser? That's what we do. If you don't have a minute,
you ask a good question. So usually the moyel is going to tell you. I asked Fisher, which is going to speak next week. He told me that the vast majority go lechumra. Like the Goyim. Didn't say till how much later. That, I guess, depends, like we saw even in the Shevet HaLevi. If a person holds Matzah Shabbos 50 minutes after, but even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, he said the vast majority hold Kamat. Everybody said, besides in Skver, over there they go at least, I think he said, a half hour after Shkia, but most go L'chumr the Goyim, that even if it's born 5 minutes after Shkia, you don't do the bris anymore till the next day.
Yeah,
and Hanami, but if somebody holds like Rabbein, yeah.
It goes to Chumra both ways?
Yes and no. The reason why not is because it's a big shmooze, we'll talk afterwards, but even Rabbein Tam Shita or Moshe holds is earlier. It depends why people do earlier Zman than Rabbein Tam. So then it doesn't pass to go to Chumra. If you don't go to Chumra, what's the din? If let's say Atkan we spoke, Bein Ashmoshes is a suffix. So the suffix of Bein Ashmoshes, the Atkan we spoke about Bein Ashmoshes is a suffix, and Mamela, you push it off. Whenever Bein Ashmoshes is, that's a machlaikis, Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyinim. But Bein Ashmoshes is a suffix, and you push it to the next day. What happens if you misupik if it was Bein Ashmoshes? It happens, Amal. He went into the hospital, and he's not sure. The baby was born tonight, somewhere between 8:15 and 8:35. If Shki is 8:25, it was born somewhere over there. So you misupik if it's bechlal bein ashmashes. What's the halach over there? What does the ilm say? You misupik if it's bein ashmashes. Bein ashmashes is a suffix. Whenever bein ashmashes is, we're not sure if it's day or night. But what's if you misupik if it's bein ashmashes?
It's not a
six fake. What?
It's not a six fake.
So the Radva says that it's the halacha is that it's you still consider it as a suffik. So frek the bialacha, why tak? It's not a svek sveka. Why is it not a svek sveka? So the bialacha says two reasons. One he says is because she's mecheskas mu'beres, like you wanted to say mecheskas, like mecheskas mu'beres, that she was mu'ubra and the baby wasn't born. So you have a chazaka working against the svek sveka. He says another reason. He says that shem suffik chadu. It's one suffik. You misupik if it's day or if it's night. So it's one suffik. I know you misupik if it's bein ashmashes and if it's day or night, or if it's before bein ashmashes. Just to explain what a svek sveka would be, is the bein ashmashes is a suffik day or night, and then it could be the baby was born even before bein ashmashes, which is once again day. But it's all one suffik. Just interesting why the Bi'ur Halacha didn't bring these a third teretz. The Bi'ur Halacha asked the same Shaila on the din by Hadlokas Neiris. The Shulchan Aruch says that Bein Ashmashes you're not allowed to light candles anymore. Zok the Mishnah Brewer that even if you're Mesupik if it's Bein Ashmashes, you're also not allowed to tzindlech. So the Bi'ur Halacha asks, I it's a Svek Sveka. So he says, Shem Safek Chad. And then he gives another Teretz and he says, that's something that you don't know. Just because you don't know, that's not called a Safek. If you don't know, it's not called a Safek. Chsar and Yedi is not a suffix. The Shulchan Aruch Rav over there says the Afal Pisha who ain't a day. He doesn't know. Other people know. So male, it's not a suffix. So that's really a third teretz why it's not a svek sveka. L'chayr over here also, it's not a svek sveka. These what to be meyashiv to be mechalik between Adlokas Neirist over here. Just to bring out, where's Svek Sveka? This is a Svek Sveka, which is Shem Safek Chadu. Just to understand, where's Yes? Where do you Yes find something that's a Svek Sveka? The halacha is, if a baby's born any time and you want to do the bris on a second day of Yom Tov Shalei Bismana, these are Machlaikas Rishonim. Could you do a bris Shalei Bismana on a second day Yom Tov? Machlaikas Rosh and Rambam. What happens if the baby was born? Let's go with Shavuos. Shavuos was this year, Wednesday and Thursday. The baby was born a week before Shavuos, between Wednesday and Thursday. So, if it would be a regular day in between, what would you do between Wednesday and Thursday? You would do it Thursday. Here, Thursday is the second day Yom Tov. The Mechaber says that even in such a case, the halacha is you push it off to Friday. Frektrab Kiveger, the Noidi Biyehuda, and the Chassam Sofer. Why do you push it off to Friday? It's a Svek Sveka. What's the two Svekas? First of all, Bein Ashmashish is a Safik. The baby was born between Wednesday and Thursday, so maybe it was Taka born Thursday. That's one Safik. The second Safik is that could be the second day Yom Tov is not Yom Tov. That's a Svek Sveka. That's a Svek Sveka.
We
reckon it as a Safik. We're not a Safik Be'etzer. It has a Din Safik besides Rosh Hashanah. Klap it a Din, it's a Safik. We do it out Sveka the Yoimah. That's a din. So we have klar that sve, these are bein hashmashes is a safek. Then if it's a safek bein hashmashes, and one final last din for another minute. I'm sorry, a drop over. What happens if it's for sure before bein hashmashes? Shkia today was 8:25, and the baby was born 8:24. What's the halacha? Again, we spoke about Bein HaShmashis as a Safik. Safik Bein HaShmashis is also a Safik. What happens if it was born Vadai a minute before? 3 minutes, a few minutes before? What's the halacha? The Chazon Ish says you have to be Machmer a few minutes before to include then a Bein HaShmashis because you can't be Medayik. They bring in Oitzer Abris from Weisbrot, he brings that some say, some say 1 minute, 3 minutes, 1 minute, you have to be machmer before the shkia to consider that also the safek of Bein HaShmashes. And then he brings that Rabbi Yashav holds that even a minute before, if it's a minute before you do the bris that day, whether if it's Shabbos, the middle of the week, up until, you could go right up until the Shkia. Obviously, like in the Rav Volzner writes and a different Shuva, you have to make sure your clock is accurate no matter what. They're handling, even with being Mitzamtzim, they say that it's hard to get the exact time of Shkia, so you have to be makbid a few minutes. So what we have is, we have Bein HaShmashes is a Safik, and that's going to stay a Safik. Machloikis is when the Bein HaShmashes is. Then we have, if you Mesupik when Bein HaShmashes is also a Safik. And then we spoke about, if it's a minute or two before Shkia, that might also be included in the Safik.